USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The dog has its day. President Trump at the White House honors the canine responsible for taking down ISIS leader al-Baghdadi.
President Trump is heaping praise on the dog who took part in the raid that killed the ISIS leader in Syria. The president did a photo op with Conan at the White House and called him an incredible dog.
Nobody's going to mess with Conan. I asked one question. I said, so what chance with Conan? I got to see how fast Conan can move. I said, what chance would a strong man have, really strong, tough fighter, what chance would this person have against Conan without the guns? What chance? And I guess the answer pretty much was none.
I'm Tim Berg.
Investors seeing green on Wall Street. The Dow up almost 191 points. The NASDAQ up 112. The S&P 500 up 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
With so many folks flying over the holidays, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer calling for a new law to keep families together on commercial flights here in the U.S. USA Radio's Wendy King with details of his plan.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is now calling on airlines to make sure that parents and children sit together if they want to do so, despite a 2016 law that was designed to remedy the situation. Schumer is now urging the Transportation Secretary to act.
I have sent a letter to the head of the Department of Transportation saying, put out these regulations ASAP.
He says the airlines have a responsibility to put families first over profits and fees.
You can book a flight with a bunch of seats together, and for some reason when you show up, the seats are separated. Now that's okay if it's four adults together, but when there are kids, it's a real problem.
I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC with advice for holiday travelers this year, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Federal health officials are advising people who plan on traveling for the holidays to get their flu shots at least 2 weeks before their departure. Health officials warning that it takes that long for the vaccine immunity to actually develop after you get the vaccination. Now, the CDC adds it's also a good idea to check the current flu activity in the area that you're traveling to. Anyone who has flu-like symptoms should not travel. The CDC recommendation is to stay at home at least 24 hours until the fever is gone. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Staying now with USA News for Your Health, pancreatic cancer has been front and center in the news these days, with Jeopardy host Alex Trebek battling the disease. Doctors warning not to ignore symptoms.
The symptoms most commonly associated with pancreatic cancer is weight loss, some abdominal pain, jaundice, or change in your bowel habits. Those are the common ones.
I spoke with Dr. Eyal Meiri with Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta.
Smoking is probably the number one cause, but also diet, certainly family history of other cancers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.